Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This episode is my 30th birthday celebration, and if you pay attention to this podcast at all, you'll know that it's a month late. So, but it's here. It's posted and it's really fun. It's just a departure from like what I usually do. I was kind of getting a little bit food fatigued, I guess. So we just talk about all things birthday, being in our 30s. My friend Marissa's on. There's a special surprise guest in the middle of the episode, so make sure to watch out for that. And it was just a lot of fun. So thank you for Marissa for coming on. It's always a joy and a pleasure, and you are amazing at being in your 30s. So I think those are the only housekeeping items. It's December, so Christmas is coming up. I'm not going to be doing any episodes until the middle of January, but if you have a someone that you are wanting to be on the show, then just send me an email, okcovereasy@aol.com, and I'll make sure to reach out to them. And as always, you can follow me, okcovereasy, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I don't really post on the Twitter, so just follow @Mallory. And yeah, overeasy.blog. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you have a very happy holidays with your friends and family. And I will see you in 2019. Bye.
Where are we at? Oh wait, shit. We're popping bottles at the studio.
We are.
If you would like to hear me drop some rhymes, or do you drop fat beats and record rhymes? I don't know how it works. I listen to a lot of acoustic stuff.
Are you an indie music person?
I think like right now, there's this kind of phenomenon where guys who used to be in punk bands do acoustic shit.
Ooh.
And am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm all about that. And so, like, if you have tattooed knuckles and used to be, like, all about the punk rock scene, and now you're just doing acoustic stuff, like, I'm into it. Please send me your album.
So I have heard from my friend Bryce, who was on the last episode. He's a high school teacher. He said Panic at the Disco is, like, super popular with high school students.
It's back. Like, what? They have a couple of new songs. Like,
yeah.
It's bizarre.
And so he was like, do you know their old stuff? And they were like, yeah. And they said something was like the middle of their careers. Like, no, but their old stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like,
in the afternoon stuff.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said 9 in the afternoon. And he was like, no, but do you know...
Do you chime in with haven't you people ever heard of listening to goddamn people?
So Marissa is here and she's a YouTuber, and have you ever watched Shane Dawson?
I think I have, so, but I always confuse him with Fred, who used to have a channel and then was on Nickelodeon.
So I watched the entire Shane Dawson, Jake Paul thing. I watched it all. And there's this rapper in there that they like highlight a little bit because he's like part of like the Team 10. Mm-hmm. And he has a song called Six Figures. And he's like, six figures I was only four. And like they just like kind of make fun of him because he's like, how can you have six figures when you're only 4 years old?
Right. Like, did you get a trust fund? What?
There's a video that's like interrupting like classic songs. And it's like, I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, and he's like, six figures I was only four. Somebody said that to me today. Shout out to Aaron. And I was literally dying laughing because I remember that song. Mm-hmm. The Panic at the Disco life.
So it's part of one of my favorite Vines of all time. I know you like Vines.
I love Vine.
So there's this one Vine where two women, probably like between the ages of 17 and 21, are wearing like footy pajamas, like flannel footy pajamas. Uh-huh. And then I chime in, like that comes in, and then they start doing the Scenester Kid dance in these footy pajamas. It's
I fantastic. Need to watch that.
I'll send it to you.
ASAP.
I have, if you guys need a watch list of Vines that are now on YouTube, like.
You can hit me up too, yeah, because okay. I have a Twitter thread that has the best Vines, the most iconic Vines. It's not mine, it's someone else's, but I have it saved, so I can send that to you. There was a really funny video that my boyfriend sent me on the Chive, which, like, he sends me Chive shit all the time, so I had to, like, download the Chive app. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, It's just, it references Hi, Welcome to Chili's, and it's
I love that one.
So hilarious. So I'll post that one.
Every time I drive by a Chili's, like, I have
Hi, welcome to Chili's. Like, yeah. Why is that so funny?
Why is he in his underwear and why is he walking that way?
The funniest part of that vine, I think, is the caption, because he's like, I've been working really hard on this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, literally, you see the toilet, which I'm like, that's a masterpiece. Like, you see mm-hmm. the toilet and then you see the mirror and he's like, Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Mine is a lost art, and I think we might need to bring it to Instagram stories.
I miss it so, but it's like, you will never see anything like it again, mm-hmm. unless Vine 2 comes out, which, who knows, 2019, what is in store for us, you know?
It's a weird new horizon out there without Vine.
My friend Marissa's here with me, and we're celebrating my 30th birthday. So let's just pop the champagne right now.
Popping bottles in the studio.
Shout out to Annie and Amber, who gave me this bottle of champagne when I was at their house the other night. Because they had seen my Instagram post. There we go.
That's a good pop.
Some cooks. Thank you. Shout out to them. They're my best friends.
Also, cooks, if you want to sponsor us.
Shout out to cooks if you want to sponsor us.
Hit up Mallory.
Hit up me. And this is going to be like another episode, like the Halloween episode, where we really don't talk about food that often.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably come up because we just ate at the garage.
Yes, we did.
And it was delicious. But also, like, if you hear me breathing heavily into the microphone, it's just because I'm trying to digest the burger and fries that I consumed.
I had the fish tacos, and the fish tacos are number one. I really like the tacos at the garage and the chips and queso. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Shout out to HSRG, even though I'm technically no longer rehirable by your corporation.
Wait, is that Hal Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hal Smith Restaurant Group. Yeah. I worked at JR's Family Barbecue back when I was 21, and I got written up and I signed my write up form, Your Mom. And so I was fired.
And never rehirable by Hal Smith.
Right. But look at me now.
Shout out to. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shout out to Emily. That champagne is sweet.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to the show. Let's do Eat of the Week.
Let's do it.
Where have you been eating that you've been loving?
So I'm going to be real.
Okay.
I haven't gone any place like fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I told Mallory earlier that I picked up some wings at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Southeast Norman. It's basically in Noble.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have either been eating like meal prep food with rice, beans, and chicken and salsa.
Yeah.
Or I might pick up a donut in the student union at Ooh. OU right before my classes.
Nice.
Because that's who I am.
I did meal prep this week, and I did harvest bowls, which was like microwavable quinoa and rice, and air fried sweet potatoes and rotisserie chicken and greens and then pumpkin seeds. And it was really good, really filling.
And then I put
like whatever sauce I had like on hand on
top of
it.
Can we just talk about how you're kind of like the Goop Gwyneth Paltrow of Oklahoma City?
Am I?
I mean, like you would probably never encourage me to steam my vagina or, you know, put a jade egg up in there.
But maybe
you would. But I mean, also you just said like harvest bowls and that felt very like Oprah, it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Oprah, it's a good thing. I also did chia seed puddings, which was very easy and, like, delicious.
I used to be all about those when I had, like, the 9-to-5 job.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now with my job, I don't necessarily need to prep that much in advance. And also, like, now I'm an intermittent faster and I just don't do breakfast.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. I think you had told me that before. And you drink your water with a little bit of OJ in it.
Yeah, so it is one part orange juice, 7 parts water, which is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
But in Nalgene, if you have a Nalgene, it's 4 ounces of orange juice, 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Shout out to your orange juice water life.
It's delightful. It's just like I'm just drinking watered down juice all day.
And everyone's like, what's in that? I bet you get so annoyed. Like,
my students all day are like, is that lemonade? Are you stealing lemonade from the union? That's brilliant. I should do that. And I'm like, okay. First of all, I'm not stealing. Second of all, yes, you should steal. But
yes, stealing is okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a fountain drink, go for it.
I'm gonna go ahead and skip Grocery Gab and OKC Talk because we don't really want to talk about that. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
Because we're celebrating my 30th birthday and we're going to go through 30 topics.
All 30 of them.
All 30. I have them cut up in little strips. So we're just going to like grab a strip and then go for it. So
let's do it.
First of all, I thought it would be fun to look at our birthday on the Oklahoman.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this.
So your birthday is in October. It was last week, right?
Yes, October 22nd.
Okay, so I am going to browse.
1985. It was a good year.
1985. And October, did you say 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a Tuesday. What time were you born? So everyone can check your chart.
I believe it was 8:05 a.m. I was a scheduled C-section baby.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, okay.
My brother was an emergency C-section, and then after that, the doctor was, like, telling my mom, like, with this mistake, baby, that you're having your second one, like, it's going to be an emergency. Or no, it's going to be a scheduled C-section.
So the first thing that I see is Piers offers to attend peace conference in Jordan. So we've got some national news. Mm. Nye wraps bankers on tax loophole.
What?
maybe this is George why I'm Nye?
So addicted to justice.
Yeah. George, it was Governor George Nye.
Oh.
He was getting those bankers and making yeah. sure that they did their part.
I don't know a lot about him, but I've been in a building named after him.
His eyebrows.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen his eyebrows?
I have not.
They're incredible.
This is, oh, so, okay. I'm excited. I'm going to do some research.
I went to UCO. You went to UCO, too.
No, I went to OU.
Okay. I went to UCO. Mm-hmm. He would show up at UCO things.
Yeah, because there's, like, the Nye Centers, like, the union he was the, or something?
He
or?
Was the president of UCO for okay. a while.
Yeah.
So, Nye University Center. And he has some killer eyebrows. They're just like huge and fluffy and gray and incredible.
Shout out to old men with caterpillars on their faces. Like,
yeah.
That is a look.
My favorite headline on your day of birth is felony charges planned after raid on dogfight in Okefuski County.
Oh my God.
I don't even think that's a county anymore.
Really?
Let's click on it.
I think Okefuski is, but I think it's super small. Also, maybe this is why I own a rescue pit bull.
Yeah,
like, it
maybe.
It was destined. This is insane.
Dog fighting charges against 6 people. And 40 people will be charged with being spectators at the dog fight.
Also, damn. Like, if you are into dog fighting and you're listening to this, like, first of all, I don't know how you heard about this.
Yeah.
But also, just rethink your life choices.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Absolutely. That's on the front page of the paper. I really liked to look at the ads in the paper. Some of the restaurants.
Ooh, is Molly Murphy's listed? I bought a book about Molly Murphy's the other day.
What is Molly? That? No, tell me okay. about Molly Murphy's.
So it's Molly Murphy's House of Ill Repute. I will send you some of their old commercials.
Okay.
But it was basically like this grab ass style restaurant on Meridian near the airport.
Okay.
And it was like fancy, had this, they had a salad bar that was in a Jaguar. Like they remodeled the Jaguar,
no!
like a Jaguar convertible.
I think it was in here. I think there was, like, an article about
yes!
it.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed with it. I never got to go, but I remember when I was, like, 3, a friend of mine got to go and Minnie Mouse. Like, because all the servers dressed in costumes.
Okay.
And Minnie Mouse got to take her to the bathroom, and that just seemed like the pinnacle of luxury.
And it
me.
Was on Northwest Expressway.
Was it? I thought it was on Meridian.
Okay, Meridian.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, the Oklahoma City in the 80s was a strange time.
Yeah.
You need to get Steve Lackmeyer on the podcast. To
oh,
about that.
That sounds like it would be an event for the ages. I don't know if we would agree on anything. One of my favorites in the your birthday page is now making house calls on video cassette. You can get Ghostbusters at the video store.
That's exciting. Yeah. I literally just watched that last night.
Okay, so there is a result for Molly Murphy's. It's from 2008. A newly released book brings back memories of Molly's Murphy's, which restaurant fans would like to see in Bricktown. So it was in Bricktown?
No, so they want to bring it back.
Oh.
But I think there's a lot of drama about it and maybe tax evasion. I bought the book, but it was written by the owners, so I don't necessarily trust it.
Okay.
But I want to do, like, this deep dive serial podcast style look into
Molly Murphy's.
Yeah.
I am down for that for you. And you can borrow my Oklahoman account for the next month because I only paid 99 cents and then I will cancel it.
Fantastic. Thank you. This is perfect.
Okay, so we're gonna look at my birthday newspaper. And I already looked at it like a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So you're born in 88, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 88, November 4th.
I did that math, y'all.
She knows. And that was a Friday. Mm-hmm. The headline is city high school students would elect Dukakis. I'm not sure what that means.
How are the high schoolers? Like, I mean, only the seniors. Oh, God.
Dog held in attack to be killed.
What?
Why? What is with the dog fights and
here's
the dogs
the deal,
dying?
Oklahoma. Everybody listening to this has to donate to an animal shelter
for my birthday. Yeah,
because what the hell is going on?
I don't know. There's not really that many good articles on my birthday. Pay hike vote delayed today before election. I have a birthday around election day, so sometimes it is election day. And then everybody's talking about, like, midterms. I just want to put the PSA out there. Go vote.
Yeah. Vote or die.
Vote or die. Because we... it doesn't matter what your political view is. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're raging liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But
also, like, Mallory and I are in our early 30s. We haven't had children yet, but we might in the future. And we would like Oklahoma to be able to accommodate them with a school that, you know, meets 5 days a week. That's not asking a lot.
Yeah, it's not. And that has, like, air conditioning, maybe.
Yeah, and we can't afford to live in Edmond. Come on.
Don't make me homeschool my children.
Yeah, I'm please. Probably going to unschool mine. I'm going to be a hippie that lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Speaking of, shout out to Marie.
I love Marie.
The Lazy W. She... made me an apron.
I saw that on Instagram.
Isn't that incredible?
Her aprons are amazing. Also, if you're listening to this and you are looking for a very thoughtful gift for Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
contact Marie. Her website is, I believe, the Lazy W, right?
Let me make sure of that.
Or it's Lazy W Marie.
Yeah.
Her farm is called the Lazy W. If you've never been out there, I mean, like, you can't just show up, but
she has to invite you.
Right. But it's lovely out there. She has a German shepherd named Klaus. She has two horses and
a
llama.
She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
She's amazing. I love her. She is the sweetest, kindest, most generous soul you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, every time I talk with her, I remember there are good people in this world, and they're named Marie, and they live in Choctaw on the farm.
Yeah, and she posted a photo of my apron on her blog, and I'm obsessed with it, and mm-hmm. I love what she made for me. It was very, very sweet.
Yes.
She did not have to do that, and it was a gift, and... I highly, highly recommend looking at her blog and maybe ordering something from her.
Yeah, absolutely. Just contact her. If you find her on social media, I believe she is the Lazy W.
Uh-huh.
And then her blog is lazywmarie.com.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to Marie for sure. Let's go back to my birthday. Friday, November 4th, 1988. There's a lot of Dillard's ads.
Man, shout out to Dillard's for having really nice jeans.
Shout out to Dillard's.
That's like the only place to buy jeans in Norman. Fun fact.
Really?
I mean, you can get them at like Target and Old Navy and stuff like that. But like, if you're trying to go above the $30 jean price point and get something that's, you know, going to last, then you got to go to Dillard's.
My favorite part of looking at this paper was the personals and the classifieds. And it was really crazy to me being like a millennial and being raised like after September 11th, people would just like try to sell their plane tickets.
Yeah.
You could transfer plane tickets. What?
Yeah. No, I remember I went to Mexico when I was growing up, and me and my brother didn't have to have a passport because we were kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a bizarre world we used to live in, but also maybe we live in the bizarre world now. I don't know.
Maybe it was... normal back then and bizarre now.
I think everything was just like one like really well orchestrated game of grab ass back in the past, and like there were no rules for anything,
right? So I thought that was fun. Subscribe to the Oklahoman for at least a month, give them 99 cents. You mm-hmm. can look up your birthday on the digital archives.
Yeah, give that dark money corporation that owns our newspaper money. I'm sorry. I haven't had a lot to drink, but I haven't been drinking much lately. So
yeah.
I've had two Coors Banquets and a little bit of champagne, and I'm going to get spicy.
Yeah, she is spicy right now.
I'm real and spicy, and I'm eating candy.
We're about to get into the topics, the 30 topics. So for my 30th birthday, we are going to go over 30 topics, and I cut them up into little strips of paper, and then I say we just go back and forth and and start. So
I'm going to move some of this stuff because I feel like I'm about to spill this bottle of champagne into my mouth, mostly.
All right, I'm going to start with this first one. What are some of your benchmarks for having a successful life, i.e. having a Sam's Club membership or having a garage fridge?
Oh, man. Do you want to start with this or you want me to answer first?
I will start basically having a garage fridge and a Sam's Club membership. Are both things that I'm like, okay, I feel like when I have those things, I am an adult and I have like made it. Also having all the same like body products.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. And making sure that they are cruelty free and organic and like all of those things that they tell you to do, but you just can't get your shit together and you have to buy Neutrogena face wash. Yeah. I feel like that's a big one for me is like having those products that are supposed to be good for you. But also having a garage fridge so you can put drinks out there. And then I already have a Sam's Club membership. So
it's life changing. It is. If you don't have one and you're like, it's too expensive, it's not. And also,
or just a Costco membership.
Yeah. Like the electronics you can buy, it's totally worth it. And then, like, not to be that girl, but like also the clothing, like,
is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 80% of my workout clothes from Sam's.
Yep. The Sam's Club athleisure, number one. We've talked about it on this podcast before. Check it out. And also the Instagram account, Sam Simple Savings.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see, it's based out of Bentonville. So, like, naturally. Obviously, it's, like, by Walmart.
We probably know them through, like, the Women Bloggers Collective, which is now the Megaphone Collective.
Yeah. shout out to them. They don't listen to this podcast because they don't visit my website, probably.
I mean, no, but we're too young.
Yeah, we're way too young.
We don't have any kids named Jace or Gage. I'm sorry. Spicy.
Hey. Okay. So what are your benchmarks?
So my benchmarks are being able to work from home 100%. I know that that's not something that a lot of people want. A lot of people do like to go into the office. Personally, I hate small talk and I can't get anything done when people are talking to me.
Right.
So I really want to be able to work from home or be my own boss. Like that's the number one goal, but I understand like if I can't necessarily get there 100%. So also with like a lot of the work I would do, it'd be client work anyway, so like there's a boss involved there. But also I want to be the type of person that goes to the grocery store and doesn't look at price tags and just puts what they want in the cart and then goes home regardless of what it is. Like grocery store, Target, whatever. I don't care. I want to like accidentally drop $500 at Target and it not matter.
I think that's a goal for a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I would love that as well. And I would love to be able to do all my grocery shopping at Whole Foods. And it's like, instead, I go to a bunch of different places because the prices are all better.
I'm pretty much an Aldi girl unless I need to get like big things. Then I'll go to Sam's. Or if I'm doing like office supplies, because I do have like a business account that I buy like business supplies from for like my blog and all that stuff. But yeah, no, I would like, there's no Whole Foods in Norman, but I would go to Sprouts and just like, oh yeah, we're going to have salmon and yellowfin tuna for dinner every night. Like, I want to be that person.
Love it. Okay, so you want to pick one?
Yeah. Okay. Favorite Golden Girl character?
I have to admit, I've never watched the Golden Girls.
Okay, so I haven't watched it recently. I remember watching it on TV growing up. Like, it would be on TV, and I would just watch it because I was one of those early millennials raised by TV.
Is our friend here?
Hi!
Yes!
Speaking of Golden Girls.
Speaking of. Here's your microphone over here.
Yeah. Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Judy. This is our surprise guest.
Hi, everyone.
What are you doing?
I came by with some champagne.
Yes, you're going to pop the champagne.
Exciting. Yeah, I'm here to pop it.
Okay, let's get our not very good champagne.
I almost bought some little coupes to drink out of. And I was like, this is a little Okay, this is a Bouget Cerdon Luceuil sparkling wine.
Okay.
It has a real name.
Yeah, I just call it Bougie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's how it's pronounced, really, deep down. Okay.
I like it.
Can we pop on the air? What's this?
Yes, we're popping on the air.
Shit.
Oh! Fuck.
Don't worry about it, Ferris. It's fine.
Oh, the Judith pin is here, too. It's a present for me.
Yeah, you get a cookie and a Judith pin.
Oh, man.
So for those who don't know, if you like enamel pins, you need to contact Eastside Pin Company.
Mm-hmm.
He manufactures pins for The Spy, as well as Sonic and Nathan Poppy, you know, basically all the Metro pin lords. And he has one from Judith the Band, and we got it for Judy.
Judith the Judy.
Yeah, Judith the Judy. What is this pink champagne? Are you?
Oh yeah, it's like a pink sparkling.
It's fancy.
It's pretty sweet, but it's so good.
Are you trying to get me in bed?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what.
To say yes.
I'll tell you what. I buy this by the case.
You do?
That's a hot tip for your 30s.
So we were just talking about what is a benchmark for feeling like you're an adult.
Oh,
and like,
I have one.
Okay, good.
Are you currently buying Kleenex, toilet paper, paper towels, and napkins, and only using them for their intended purpose? That's grown-up shit.
Yeah.
That's like
napkins,
next level.
No.
Well, get on my level.
So you are buying napkins.
You're not just taking them from like the fast food place? Like, because in my fast food
I do steal a lot from a fast food place.
Yeah.
Not even steal, like, but just the extras I save, but that's just thinking green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just green for the environment, saving some green.
But I'm thinking buying pink champagne by the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's some adult shit.
Yeah, it was 100% ready to go.
There you go.
I didn't have to make an errand. I didn't have to run an errand.
You just put it in the refrigerator?
It was already in the fridge.
Two bottles
in the fridge.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a lot more wine these days. Is everyone else?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah, also, we went to a wedding, and we sort of, like, took all of the booze so the couple didn't have to.
Yeah.
And now we have, like, all of this, like, open box wine
like,
at the house. And I was like, well,
nice.
Gotta get drunk.
I know. Last night I was at my friend's birthday party, and she was like, I don't really like red wine. Do you want this?
Yes.
You want this bottle? Absolutely. I was like, I'll take it off your hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm only here for the red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for all wine.
Yes, all wine.
Is this better than the Cooks?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
By leaps and bounds. If there's anything wrong with Cooks, like, I'm still going to...
It's fine.
We'll still drink it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's a different experience. So this is the benchmark of success, this fancy, bougie champagne. I'm still going to love Cooks. I mean, it's my comfort food. It's like my Kraft macaroni and cheese of booze.
Uh-huh.
So. Do you think a mimosa is served by a nicer champagne, or can you just go Cooks?
Just go Cooks.
Do you need
mimosa.
Nice orange juice, or do you want to have, like, a low standard on everything?
You want one that's not from concentrate.
Okay, yeah.
Just in that, like, the concentrate.
Like Simply Orange.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be, like, brand name Simply Orange. I'm going to shout out Aldi again because I'm talking about them. But they have one that's basically, like, Simply Orange, but it's, like, less than $2. It's fantastic. It's what I put in my orange juice water that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, she drinks orange juice water. It's, like, water and then 4 ounces of orange juice.
What's the ratio?
So it is 4 ounces of orange juice to 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a little sweetness, and then also I don't get, like, super crampy, like, from drinking all this champagne, which I would normally, so.
Only orange juice? Other juices?
You probably could use other juices. I think orange juice is super accessible for me, and then also, like, other flavors I don't necessarily like as much, so. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like cranberry juice, but it reminds me of bad times. I think all women here can understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cranberry vodka.
Well, and then, like, urinary tract infections as well.
Yeah, did you see that tweet that was like, cranberry is not, there's no proof that cranberry helps.
Says who?
Says a tweet I saw.
What about those Azo tablets? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
There's
don't
only,
that.
Like, 6 packs of those in my...
I'll tell you, I don't get urinary tract infections in my 30s like I did in my 20s.
No.
So that's been a benchmark for me.
My life is a lot cleaner.
Shout out to our 30s.
Yeah. And monogamy. And
that's
been
monogamy.
That's pretty real.
Okay, so we were just, that was our first topic. The second topic is favorite Golden Girls character. Somebody asked.
Blanche, duh.
Okay, well, I've never seen.
She's from Oklahoma.
There you go.
No, not Blanche.
Is that Rue McClanahan?
Yeah, Rue McClanahan. Blanche is her character, right?
She's Blanche.
Yeah. Edie Rue from Ardmore.
Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I think I am definitely more of a Sophia. I think that was was B. Arthur. Is B. Arthur? Is that? It was her mom.
Yeah, Estelle Getty.
Yeah. I think I'm an Estelle Getty.
Stan.
Yeah.
That's right. Stan Estelle Getty.
We stan Estelle yeah. Getty.
Although I have to be real. Like, I feel like I don't watch Golden Girls enough for the current age. Like, I know that that's a thing you're supposed to go back and watch now. But mm-hmm. I just remember watching it on Nick at Night mm-hmm. because I was raised by TV.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to my parents.
Shout out. Shout out. Okay. So next topic. Going gray. This was one thing that we wanted your opinion on. How to do it, and oh god, I have white hairs from
yeah,
Marissa.
Yeah, so I'm not going gray. I'm going white.
No, everybody goes white. Uh-huh. There is no gray. It's either melanin on or melanin off.
Okay.
But they really? Call it gray because it like blends and like looks gray.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. When you see a woman who's like 40 mm-hmm. and it's like all solid,
yeah.
you start to look like you're wearing a wig. Mm-hmm. Even if it's your real hair just dyed.
Yeah.
So I always say kind of grow gradually. Mm-hmm. Get a relationship with somebody you can say, like, I just want to leave these. Or even, like, we can bleach these out and yeah. tone them uh-huh. in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Stay graduated.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a woman in her 70s who's, like, full color hair and then, like, a skunk stripe? White?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
No.
I mean, I kind of want to be that.
In a way, yes. Because you get, like, a lot of wine.
That would go with
lipstick.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's your vibe, lean in hard.
Yeah.
But, I used to dye my hair just to dye my hair color. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've never dyed to cover my gray.
Yeah.
And I get compliments all the time. Your gray is amazing. I don't know what to tell you. Even my husband the other day was like, your gray hair looks really cool.
Aww. That is so sweet.
Yeah, just
shout
lean
out to
in.
Garrett.
And Garrett. The texture is always going to be different. You're just mm-hmm. going to have to work with that. You can tone it because it's always going to be like yellowy. That's tips maybe. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I was telling Mallory earlier that the girl who cuts my hair, I've known her since we used to wait tables together, and one of the rules I had was, like, let me know when I have more gray hairs than I can count on two hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then last time I went in, at the end of September, she was like, okay, Marissa, we've reached that point. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I've been doing, like, a lot of highlighting to kind of lighten it up, because my hair is the darkest shade before you actually get to black. So okay. That's a thing I've learned. Like, there's a...
Last night I was kind of stoned, and I was like, looking at my mm-hmm. bottom of my hair ponytail against, like, my bang area, which is very gray. And uh-huh. I was like, wow, imagine
yeah.
the difference. So, yeah, you get there.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, not necessarily luckily. Like, I do wish I had, like, that cool stripe, like, Rogue from X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, all
or Stacey
underneath.
From,
yeah, What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hers is really great. But I think it's, she said she has a birthmark mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. and it grows out gray.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the topic, I guess, of hair and life and 30s, one health tip that has changed your life. That's from Marissa.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer this one first if you guys want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know.
So I think that this is going to take me a long time to, like, say it, but I think it'll all come together. So one thing I used to do was I listened to all, like, the health and fitness gurus that would, you know, do magazine interviews about how often you should eat to keep your metabolism going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wound up eating, like, 80% more than I would have otherwise. And so I, through a process of just kind of, like, learning to listen to my body, lost, like, 30 pounds just eating when I was hungry and not when people mm-hmm. told me to eat. And it's, like, it should be intuitive. You should know right. that. But there's so much nonsense out there about it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the exact same thing in a different way.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Your body only has so much caloric energy to do its processes. Mm. So if you're always eating, it's always digesting.
Yeah.
You can't, like, eliminate well that way. You can't do anything else. You can't exercise. So eat enough to sustain you.
Yeah.
Eat it, digest it, move it out. Mm. Then you can eat again. And people are like, oh, you should just be snacking all day?
No,
maybe you won't
not.
Be hungry, but maybe you won't binge. Mm-hmm. Let's work on the binging.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, you have Let's to work. Give your body a chance to do everything.
Yeah,
that's my health
tip.
Same tip.
You don't want your, like, insulin to be spiked all day by eating all day long.
Well, that's it. If two people had it independently, that is the health tip.
Yeah. Right. I think mine is kind of in the same, like, ingesting portion.
Right.
We're women. Just drink water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My mom has always been like, her New Year's resolution is drink more water. And then I remember calling her and being like, I'm having these health issues. And she's like, you know what helps me? Mm-hmm. Just drink water. Mm-hmm. But it does help.
Yeah, like 80% of the issues
flushes
you have.
Flushes it out of you.
Also, if you, like, this is a new thing that I'm discovering. If you drink a lot of water before your first cup of coffee, you will realize you don't need as much
coffee
as you think you need.
Absolutely. I'm discovering that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It wakes you up more than coffee would. Like, yes, the 2 p.m. coffee, you absolutely need that because you're going to fall asleep at your desk. But, like,
another thing that helps wake you up is an apple. If you eat an apple and you drink your water in the morning, but sometimes you just need that coffee too.
I just like the taste of coffee.
Me too.
No, I definitely have a glass or a cup, but I don't have as much as I used to. I used to be like a 2 to 3 cup in the morning per person, and now
it's very expensive.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Do you want to pick one?
Yes.
You want to pick a topic?
I want to do one more question. Then
okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Breeze out. I don't know where my dog is. So I gotta get home. Oh. I think he's underneath the house. There's like a possum or something.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Okay. What OKC restaurant would you ask for if you were on death row? I'd like an answer from one restaurant, and then an answer where the items are from multiple restaurants.
Ooh.
So does it like okay? So this says an OKC restaurant. Does it have to be like an OKC local? Or can we just be someplace that is in OKC? Because
I would say chain?
I would say you could do someplace that's in OKC.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
if you're gonna name a chain, I want you to name the location.
Yeah,
okay. So we can paint the picture.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I think Mallory needs to start this one.
Oh,
you know more about restaurants than we do. I meal prep too much, and I live in Norman.
If I was gonna go, I would probably say like last meal, Ted's.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just like straight up gorge with chips and queso, a chimichanga meal, extra crema on the top, and sopapilla, margaritas, just like the whole gambit.
Right.
If I said like last meal. Now, the multiple meals, I would say the crab dip from Hefner Grill. The French dip from Kitchen 324.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert. Judy's just dying.
Like a dipped cone.
Dipped cone. Everything dip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything Brahms. I would say like some Brahms ice cream, like a brownie sundae or something like that. I don't know.
I think you guys will understand this. Somebody was talking about State Question 793.
Mm-hmm.
They Which one like, is that one?
I care.
Okay, yeah.
And they were saying, like, there'll be so much, like, bargain I care that it'll, like, drown out expensive I care.
Mm-hmm.
They
Heaven were, forbid like, poor folks get I care.
Exactly. And so they were like, you know, it's like the difference between, like, a good restaurant and Brahms.
You mean Brahms is a good restaurant.
And I was like,
that's how you phrase it.
If it was a state question, it'd be like, can we make Brahms more affordable for everyone?
Yeah.
Like, yes. I'm walking. I'm knocking doors for that.
They
so.
Have to have 2 for $5 deals on their gallons of ice cream at all times.
Priority,
like
priorities
for Cheddar Bites. I'd pick Sonic Cheddar Bites as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to start with a classic grill chicken fried steak.
Mm.
But I want to go in there like on a busy day.
Yeah.
A little bit of a line. I like the experience of a restaurant as much as the food.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for a lunch? I'd go down to Greek House.
Yeah.
Get like the plate from Greek House for me.
Uh-huh.
I might go, Chileno's.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Just like a feast.
Yeah.
You're definitely eating dairy at that last meal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. And then probably a Brahms mix. I've been really missing frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Not eating dairy right now. Listeners.
Yeah.
That's really the tough part is my ice cream habit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So
I would say sense. Simply falafel in there as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe the fries at Basil. Them really,
oh,
really
they're like
big
kind
fan.
Of beer battered.
Beer battered fries. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
what would you say, Marissa?
Okay, so for a meal, I'm just going to Chileno's up front. Like, getting the chilaquiles norteños, and I am having, like, 8 million tacatis with, like, the limey, salty rim. Doing those. And then if you're there long enough and you get to know, like, your server. Like, I go to the one in Norman on the east side, and they know us. Like, we have a secret handshake. And so they just bring us shots of tequila. So it's great.
That feels good.
So that would be like my location for the meal. But if I were going to pull stuff from different places, like I am going to go to Greek House and definitely get, just the sandwich. I love the sandwich.
Extra sauce.
Mm-hmm. I would go like, this is, you know, like holler back to our, Norman episode.
Yes.
I would go to Pepe Delgado's and get the nachos. The super nachos with pork.
Mm-hmm.
I would need French fries, but I'd probably just go to Brahms. Like,
the crinkle cut.
I love the crinkle cut fries. I know a lot of people that don't. I would do that. And then I would get probably one of their sundaes. They used to have a more extensive sundae menu, and they don't necessarily advertise it that much anymore.
Yeah, the brownie one.
Mm-hmm. I have a few very easy suggestions for the Brahms menu. One, list the ice cream flavors outside.
Absolutely.
Is that hard?
No,
just get a magnet.
It's not.
Number two, I don't care what the sundaes are called. Build your own sundae. Pick right. a base. Pick an ice cream. Pick mm-hmm. a topping. Mm-hmm. Pick the size.
Why? Is
why? Free? These are free.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. Brahms, if you're listening, which they're they are not. Probably not.
No. Not. Also, cows. Stop trying to tell us that, like, there's so many grams of protein in the shakes. Like, don't we know what is going on with a shake, and we're not there to be healthy.
Don't put pudding with the chicken meal. And hot don't pudding. Put, don't put Greek yogurt with the for extra protein.
No, like, I don't want that. I want your crinkle cuts.
Yeah.
Why do people not like a crinkle cut fry?
Because yeah. they're communists. I don't know.
I don't probably understand not. What's it's bad
more
about
ketchup.
It.
Yeah. You yeah. get more ketchup on it. I own the domain name crinklecutfries.com.
You get everything. You get lots of surface area mm-hmm. of fried skin yeah. and then lots of warm, smushy potato
yeah.
inside.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, like, you couldn't make a better, like, deep fried mashed potato sort of situation, could mm-hmm. you?
Yeah. I'm very confused.
I don't know. Please send these people that don't like crinkle cut fries to us.
Send them to hell.
Send them to right. I don't care.
I'm not sharing my crinkle cut fries.
Some ideas aren't worthy of debate.
Yeah.
All right, that's the bougie. Yeah. What's the best you can so let me know if you want a case. I'll hook it up. I'll let you know my guy.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Don't forget your pen.
What?
Okay,
get
your pin.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Okay, we're going to continue with the topics. Okay, what was your favorite animal growing up?
Oh, man. So I grew up in Edmond, but at the time it was like the edge of Edmond. So it was Danforth and Santa Fe.
Okay.
It's not really the edge anymore, but like we had about 5 acres and a pond, not on my parents' property, but at the end of our street in our neighborhood. And we played there a lot, and so there was a lot of horny toads.
Ooh.
And I was obsessed with them, but, you know, it was between that and the panda. And it's not that I really liked the panda, it's just that the South Park sexual harassment panda episode happened when I was in, like, the sixth grade. And I remember watching that as both of my parents were at work at night.
Okay.
And, like, you know, just, you know, quoting the episode.
Of course.
Yeah. So, like, if you're over the age of 12, it's not okay to quote the episode of South Park anymore. So, just shout out to all the men in OKC. But
was that a subtweet?
But it was cool when I was 12. So.
Okay. Mine was a koala.
Oh.
And I loved koalas because they were so cute and cuddly. And I remember collecting them. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture with all my koala collection and I sent it in to the Rosie O'Donnell show to see if she would have me on the show because I had a bunch of koalas. And now repeating that back, that is the dumbest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life.
I mean, like, the dumbest. It's pretty sweet. I do like that you contacted Rosie O'Donnell. Remember how she used to shoot koosh balls?
Uh-huh. Like? Yeah, we love the Rosie O'Donnell show. And now I get her mixed up with Roseanne, like, for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, one is bad and one is good.
Yeah. One is a force of nature and the other is a force of evil.
Okay, so here's another question. This is a more emotional one, I guess. What is something that is really important to have in a home currently or in the future?
Oh, wow.
I will say I want a very nice, like, outside area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really had that. Just, like, a covered porch so I can go out, sit outside whenever I want. Now it's just not, I don't think I've ever had that. My parents do have, like, a covered porch, but they built it after I had already left.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say a thing, and I know it's going to offend some people, because I do remember a Twitter thread amongst OKC Twitterati a few years ago about how terrible this idea actually is in practice, and it just made me think, like, damn, y'all are friggin' white. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but, like...
But in a bad way.
So I'm a Persian person,
mm-hmm.
and there's a hospitality thing with Persians, and regardless of how hospitable you are in your good white Christian home,
mm-hmm.
it ain't shit, okay? So if you are not feeding me to the point where I cannot walk,
yeah.
That's not hospitality.
Right.
If you aren't pouring drinks into my glass until, like, I'm blackout drunk, that's not hospitality.
Yeah.
So, the open concept living room and kitchen is very important to me. I grew up in an open concept house. My parents just built their dream home, and it is huge open concept. The reason that is big is because when you entertain, you want to be able to cook and talk mm-hmm. with your guests.
Yeah.
And also, food is a big thing, just culturally speaking. Like, you want to smell it throughout the house.
Yeah.
And I think an open concept home is a sign of love to me. So I remember there was this like Twitter conversation between some very white folks here in the OKC Metro, and they were like, you don't want that open concept because you're gonna be able to smell the food throughout the house. Like, that's what you want.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Because if you're cooking correctly, then it's gonna smell good.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, it should be a party. Like, food should be an occasion. I think that's why I will always struggle with like, wait, because food is an occasion. Like, I am alive. I want to celebrate. Let's eat good food. People who eat grilled chicken and broccoli, like, okay, live your life, but do you know how happy you can be?
Like, someone had tweeted, it was like, happy to say that I have gone on a diet for the past 14 days and I have lost 14 days of happiness.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens.
Okay, you want to pick one?
Yes.
Wednesday nights is bingo, okay. And I host it because I'm so fun.
I love bingo.
Discover Oklahoma came the other day.
Fancy.
To watch me host. It was like they were scouting me. But
right.
I really would say
you are going to be a local celebrity.
For sure. Yeah. Top 5 bingo hosts in OKC.
Yeah.
Number one right here.
Shout out to me.
Really fun. We do like 5 different rounds. You win free stuff.
Okay.
We have $2 wines that night, so you can get a little tipsy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the best. There's this mysterious, mysterious wine guy that comes in every Wednesday.
Okay.
He hasn't been in the last couple, but for a while, every single Wednesday. Never like was with anyone. Uh-huh. He would just come in like right before the end of bingo, grab a couple $2 wines.
Yeah.
I was like, sir, who are you, mysterious handsome wine guy?
Oh my God.
And I don't know who he is, but if you're listening to this, we all think you're so handsome and we miss you.
Didn't you look at his like credit card to see his name?
Well, I'm hosting, so I'm like I'm not checking people out.
Okay.
But that's every single Wednesday at 7:30 ish. We do trivia on Tuesdays, like once a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we host a bunch of events. So like on February 9th, we're having a open mic night hosted by us and the Democratic Socialists of America.
Oh, great.
So it's going to be nice and wild.
Uh-huh.
They came one time and it was a grand old time.
Okay.
February 9th, probably like 8.
Okay, cool. So. That was the loaded bowl corner.
Yes.
Okay. Bowl. So let's talk about, I just want to talk about like favorite places to eat for you. Because you said you like restaurants. In your text, you said, I have opinions on grocery stores and I like going out to eat.
Yes, I love going out. Well.
So what are your like staples?
So I live like right around 63rd in May. So
Paddy Wagon.
Paddy Wagon, Couscous.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're open till 11. It's so, like, decently priced.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice in there, and everything tastes so good.
Okay. I think like, I've been there once or twice, but I don't go a lot.
Their baklava, oh my God, shut up.
Baklava sounds good.
Their gyro sandwiches, like, I feel bad because it's a little lamb, but also it's so freaking good.
I'm, like, always going to be a meat eater. I don't know.
I went vegetarian for a year, and then I moved home, and I was like, okay, I guess you guys don't have to spend extra money.
Wait, wouldn't you spend, like, less money if you weren't buying meats?
Right, but then they would have to do, like
special
alter
stuff
the
for
meal
you.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, like, whatever. And I wasn't making a lot of money
off the cuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'll pick up my phone and look at it.
Yeah. Actually, they do pay, like,
they do pay above minimum wage.
Yeah.
So definitely Couscous, Paddy Wagon, we hit up a lot. Where else do I go? I go to Lee's, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Lee's
that's
is
been,
so
like,
good.
My main one lately. Obviously, Loaded Bowl.
Yeah.
I love eating there.
Yeah.
Also, another place that I've been going every Friday is Good Times.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it said a lot about the people who were in there.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was interesting, and that's what it was missing.
Mm-hmm.
No context.
Right.
Like, there was nobody. They needed to bring that sociologist
yes.
in to say, okay, you realize everyone you've just interviewed said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that there is common ground.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody should have just stepped in and say, yeah, you see, the Neapolitans, they're protecting their brand because they will lose money if somebody else starts making a better right. version.
Yeah.
That's all. It's like champagne.
Yeah.
In you know, oh, you can't call it champagne if it's not, it doesn't come from the champagne region. Well, why?
Yeah.
So because the champagne people don't want to sell champagne.
Want it. Yeah. They want to be able to sell that champagne. Right.
Black Angus, it goes on and on yeah. and on.
Which,
so.
Which makes me think like maybe David Chang meant it that way.
Maybe, yeah. maybe. And that's, and so he's a really smart guy. So yeah. I give him the benefit of the doubt,
mm-hmm.
but he's, cause he's asking all these questions. You can see him questioning himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's either leaving it open for your own interpretation mm-hmm. on purpose.
Yeah.
Or they just didn't think to like, hey, like, I wonder if there's somebody that could like put this into some context. Cause it's not just food,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just it's the idea of being afraid of new things.
Yeah.
Or people like in the shrimp episode, they were talking about the KKK
mm-hmm.
coming after the Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm horrified by it. I'm ashamed and embarrassed and humiliated that our country allowed something like that to happen. But it doesn't surprise me
because mm-hmm.
those people who were bringing in the KKK were worried about their livelihood. Mm-hmm. It always comes back to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you get that stuff. That's where yeah. it all begins. And all this argument over what's the best essentially always comes back to people protecting their livelihoods.
Right. And that was did you watch the fried rice one?
Yeah.
And they talked about that too, yeah. like when they talked about Chinese food right. and you're like, it's, they're uncomfortable. People are yeah. uncomfortable because they don't know what it is and they have all these preconceived notions right. and they're like, it's like, no, it's not like that. But people, yeah. humans are humans. So
yeah. And see, it's like going back to the first thing I said about how there's two kinds of people,
mm-hmm.
the people who don't really are passionate about food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just want to know what to do, what to get.
Mm-hmm.
And some yeah. people want to know the best thing to get.
Best thing to get.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's who they are. It's not just food. It's cars, it's jewelry, it's mm-hmm. whatever they're going to buy. They want to get the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those people have a very different argument when they come to it. They're viewing it completely differently.
Mm-hmm.
So if David Chang were to argue with somebody with that viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
they're never going to come to an accord.
Right.
Because he's thinking, there's so much more you can do. Mm-hmm. And this other guy's, I just want to know where the best stuff is.
Or, you know, David Chang would be like, I want to order lots.
I figured out about my personality traded too much. and it's really fun to experience different restaurants with my closest friends. And that's why I started doing this, I think. So it was fun to like get back yeah. to that. Because, you know, I love meeting new people, but it is fun to like bring back the people that know you really mm-hmm. well into your life and get to spend time with them.
And the people who aren't going to judge you for eating several slices of pizza
yeah.
in one evening.
Yeah, yeah. And we had two dinners. Yeah. It was great.
I mean, the two dinners, even though it was Pizzeria Gusto, it was awesome.
Yeah. Also, Oklahoma City has a lot of bad pizza, but also a lot of good yeah. pizza with like any other place. So yeah. It was fun to explore the city like that and anonymously, like nobody yeah. knew.
No, this is my favorite thing is going to these restaurants with Mallory and like feeling like, oh my gosh, this feels like a tense moment. They don't know. Like, they don't know we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, they don't know. And they probably don't even listen to it.
They don't. It's like when we were at TJ's and you were putting your card up on the shelves.
Oh.
And then they would like disappear within 5 minutes.
When we went to Trader Joe's, I was putting my business card up. But yeah, it's been really fun. I liked doing this little series. Next week I already have the episode, so that'll be really fun. It's going to be Sarah and Sylvain, and they're going to talk about their apprenticeship on Little Pond Farm
so cute.
In Bushnell, Florida. So a lot of produce talk on that one. I told Sarah I do want to do an episode on weight loss, but I haven't really in diet, I guess, as I haven't really figured out how I want to do that one yet. Also, OKC Over Easy is turning one next month. With it is going to be a new website, a new logo.
I've seen some previews. Looks so good.
And I'm going to go a little bit more official with it because it's been really fun, but I want to add some more stuff
to
it.
We should do t-shirts.
T-shirts. Yeah. I don't think anyone would buy a t-shirt.
I would buy a t-shirt.
I might do a mug.
Okay.
The mug would be...
That would be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah. Especially, like, if it was that logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be coming up in the near future. And I'm trying to think. If you have any questions or really felt affected by our...
If you hated our commentary on Evercrest or Gusto.
No, if you hated our commentary on, like, life... On, like, when you're able to accept others' opinion. No, but I love it. That's so us. Like, that's yeah. definitely something that we talk about. Then you can tweet me at OKC Over Easy. I have an Instagram. It's OKC Over Easy. And an email account, okcovereasy@aol.com. You and Sarah on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do you want someone to follow you?
Private.
Oh, you went back to private.
Back to private, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Don't look for her.
No, you can still follow me. You just have to request it.
Blue Girl Spac.
No one has so far, so.
Everybody that you need to be following you is following you. Me, Ryan, and Bryce.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's really that's true. And Judy.
And Judy. Yeah, Judy. Sweet Judy. So, yeah, I want to thank Bryce, Judy, and Sarah for doing the Pizza Files. I know there's a bunch we missed, but yeah. What would we do next year?
Yeah, and really, for all the things that we maybe didn't highlight mm-hmm. in the kindest of views tonight, it is really fun that Oklahoma City has so many options yeah. and so many places to go check out.
Yeah.
And that's a sign of the times.
Yeah, and, you know, it's such a different city than it was yeah. when we were in high school going to Taco Bell and yes. Mandarin Garden. Like, we weren't even going into Oklahoma City. We didn't know where it was.
Harkins opened, and we were...
We didn't know what it was. Yeah, and the... I'm not... Yeah, I don't want to trash any restaurant. This is just our experience yeah. tonight, and... There have been good times and bad times at both of those restaurants, mm-hmm. And really great times at the Wedge.
On the
so
up and
shout
up.
Out.
Yeah. We love you, Casey.
Yeah. If you're listening, you're probably not. But yeah, so it's been really fun, and I appreciate all the pizza commentary. It's been funny because I've been telling people, like, this is what I'm doing. Just launch into, like, how they feel about pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I liked it more when I was doing the grocery gauntlet. People talked about their favorite grocery mm-hmm. stores because that's something that I'm more interested in, I think. But it's been fun to talk about pizza with people, too.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. And this is the end of the Pizza Files. But tune in next week. We'll talk about organic farming.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.